It is official. The Crash Bros, the Crash Sisters, the Doomers, and the like have a new reason for the upcoming housing crash. Folks, you cannot make this stuff up. I'll actually put the link to the article. I'll put a link to the article after this is over. Meredith Whitney. Meredith Whitney has been paraded across the various news networks, calling for a 30% housing crash. And the reason? Single men playing video games at home. Yes, I'm serious. Meredith Whitney is blaming single men playing video games at home for what will be a 30% housing crash. You can't make this stuff up. Really? We're blaming video games now for a 30% housing crash? Folks, I read the article. I've read the article twice. I've shared it with Logan. He's responded. Logan Motoshami shared it on Twitter. I'm going to put a link below in the comments after this video so you can take a look for itself. Let me know what you think. Will single men, this is a question, you can say yes or no. Will single men at home playing video games lead to a 30% crash in housing? I'm going to look for your comments in the note below. You can't make this stuff up. Let's talk about earnings. We have entered earnings season, and as usual, financials lead the way. We got Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and JP Morgan on Friday. A lot more earnings to come in the following week or two. But what do we take from these articles? Or take from earnings? All three beat top line and bottom line, so they're managing expectations. Wells Fargo set aside nearly $1 billion for loan loss reserves. Citigroup's profit fell 27%, and JP Morgan gave weak guidance. But yes, folks, they beat top and bottom. Near as I can tell, the one to watch is JP Morgan. Jamie Dimon has been all over since he's released his 35 or 37 page letter to investors, really talking about a risky environment, a lot of stuff going on in the economy. Jamie Dimon does see a recession in the near future. He thinks a recession will be required to break the back of inflation. There's a lot going on in the world. We obviously saw what happened over the weekend or yesterday with the attack on Israel from Iran. Hopefully that is over. They've shaken their saber and, you know, whatever. Hopefully all of that is done and behind us. It will be interesting to see if there's anything else happening. But yes, Jamie Dimon has issued a very cautious tone on the rest of the year. We'll see what happens going forward with earnings. Will it be more like JP Morgan, where they lower expectations? What will retailers do? What will restaurants do? What will, you know, travel like cruise lines? There's a lot going on that I think this earnings season will tell us what's going on with the consumer. So I will be paying attention, as well, I'm sure, lots of you. We did get a note on Friday about inflation expectations. This is probably to be expected. Inflation expectations have risen to 3.1% from 3%. So again, the average consumer is expecting inflation to be around longer, i.e. higher for longer. The one question I am really thinking about is, do we need a recession to break inflation? So this is something I thought about the last 2 days, right? We don't record Fridays, we don't record Saturday. This is what I was thinking about. And I guess it boils down to, how fast do you want to break inflation, right? How fast do you want to get to 2%? If the answer is you want to get to 2% by, say, mid-25, call it 12 to 15 months, I think you need a recession. I think you need a recession if you want inflation to get to 2% within 12 to 15 months. However, If you're comfortable with inflation being above 2% for, say, 36 months, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that inflation over 3 years slowly works its way down. Because again, we still have a lot of money in the system. There's still a lot of losses to be recognized. Still a lot of bankruptcies to happen. They don't happen overnight. So I think the real question is, how bad do you want it and how fast do you want it? Again, recession equals quick. No recession equals slow moving forward. So I think that is something to be interesting. We do have Larry Summers. Larry Summers has upped his drumbeat. Larry Summers says it is seriously possible that the next rate move is up, not down. You know that this is something that I've been calling for since the dot plot 4 or 5 weeks ago. Michelle Bowman was the first to bring it up. Again, I want the Fed to threaten going higher because that will do all is required in resetting market expectations. But again, Larry Summers is calling for a serious possibility that rates may go up. Sounds like we need to talk about debt forgiveness. Debt forgiveness was all over my Twitter feed the other day. Apparently there are new proposals for student loan forgiveness. We don't need to get into that debate, but what we do need to recognize is all forms of debt forgiveness is inflationary. I just want people to know, I'm not saying good or bad. Frankly, I got no horse in the race. But all debt forgiveness is inflationary. Let's never forget that. We did hear from the All In podcast, David Sachs, talking about what's going on in commercial real estate because we've had some high inflation readings January, February, and March. This is what I have been trying to bring to you. This is what Jonathan Twomley, Anna Kelly, and others are trying to talk about is now that we have a clear trend of higher inflation, we are going to start to see commercial owners and banks take their medicine. There has been a belief all year, you and I have talked about it, about 7 rate cuts, 4 rate cuts. There were banks and operators holding on by their fingernails, hoping that Jerome Powell would bail them out. I'm sorry, folks, with high inflation, you will not be bailed out. You will have to take your medicine, you will have to lose money, and many of you will have to lose your properties. This is what happens when you make bad assumptions. You have short-term debt, and rates go up. This is exactly what happened in 08. We had 50% of 2006 mortgages be adjustable rate mortgages. Those came due in 2008. Those started to foreclose, and by 2010, the disaster was on. It takes time to work through the system. But like David Sachs said, and I've tried to communicate, and I agree with him, now that we have higher inflation, now that we're down to 2 rate cuts and maybe 0, maybe there's a threat to go higher, commercial operators and banks will take the medicine. And that's a good thing. We've got to get transactions going. We've got to get price discovery. This is the healing process. When you make bad financial blunders, you get punished. And part of that is losing money. What else we talk about? John Williams, again, Fed president. He still thinks it will make sense to have rate cuts. Okay. Susan Collins, another Fed president, is talking about she does expect rate cuts later this year. It's going to be an interesting week. I think I counted 12 Fed speeches this week, Monday through Friday. I think Jerome Powell speaks on Wednesday. It might be Thursday. What are they going to say this week? What are they going to say? They've obviously seen rates pop to 10 years over 4.5, I believe. Mortgage rates had a huge move to 7.3. The housing market is going to slow down. So what is going on? It'll be interesting to see what happens to gold in the 10-year note. Did we have a gold run-up because of what was happening over in the Middle East? Will that sell off? Is gold an indicator of more distress in the system? Are central banks loading up? We'll find out. I think this week will be interesting. The 10-year note, will it come off the boil? Will the Fed talk it down? Or will we get more Fed presidents talk about going higher? This is an important week. We got lots of earnings. We got lots of Fed speech. There's a lot to go on. So at the end of the day, folks, I want you to have an amazing Sunday. Don't forget, tomorrow is tax day. I, for one, dropped off six figures into the post office. Yes, I had to write a six-figure total, state and federal, six figures to pay my taxes this year. It is what it is. But yes, don't forget, tomorrow is tax day. Pay your taxes. All right, folks, take care of yourself. But before we go, let's congratulate someone. Let's congratulate Grace and Harrison. Grace and Harrison, congratulations for getting your golden ticket. So proud of you. It will go out in the mail, I guess, tomorrow, today, Sunday. So, folks, what do you remember of these? Golden tickets for your first deal, black cards for your next deal, and purple cards if you just need a little kick in the butt to write that first disrespectful offer. I'm here for you. I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate you doing the work. Remember, at the end of the day, higher rates slow down the housing market. A slower housing market means you and I and first-time home buyers can start to write disrespectful offers. We can start to find motivated sellers. Folks, I do not like competition. I like to be the only buyer. Higher rates will slow the market. If you're an investor, shoot, we hope rates go to 8. Because we run our numbers with that cost of capital. We lock in a 30-year fixed rate money. We are good at 8, 9, 10%. Doesn't matter. We write deals that make sense for the cost of capital. We don't bet on appreciation. We don't bet on value add. We cash flow day one. And then, hey, if rates go down in 3 years, we refi and we reap the benefits. Folks, got a question. Yeah, dude. As far as my cards go, golden tickets, black cards, purple cards, I am the world's easiest grader. If you think you deserve one, I'll send you one. I am not trying to make this hard. If you are house hacking and you're doing it because we've helped somewhat on this channel, love to send you a card. The only rules are you can only ever get one golden ticket. You can get as many black cards as you want, and I'll send you the purple cards if you need it. So very, very simple grader. If you want to send me a note, you can DM me on Instagram. You can email me off my website, onerentalatatime.com. Do not put your address below. That is silly. This is the internet. Don't do that. Send me a direct message. Send me an email. Have fun. Take care. Later.